Okay, our friends. So today I need you to be very serious. This is a very serious book that we're going to do today. And I need you to pay very close attention. Because if you laugh, I'm starting this book over. Okay? Well, that's what the name of the book is. The name of the book is If You Laugh, I'm Starting This Book Over. The story was written by Chris Harris. It's illustrated by Sergey Bloch. And it is read today by Mommy. And... Who are you? Who are you?
If you try to read this book while you're in this chamber, which has no doors and no windows, you will never escape.
Wow, I think you're the ghost host. Is that who you are today? Oh, man. Well, I guess you should probably look away then, because we're doing this. I'm serious.
Well, if you want to escape, there's always my way.
Oh, boy. All right. When we open the book, it says, stop, stop, stop. If you are about to read this book to someone, then please follow these rules. And there are three very important rules. And the first one says, don't look at this book. I mean, except to know what words to say. Also, don't look at your beautiful fingernails. Oh, I almost did, friends. It was very close. Instead, do look at your listener. Gaze deep into their eyes. Give them long, super serious stares. Go nuts when they say something silly.
Have you heard of the new room in my mansion? It's basically where everything is upside down and sideways.
Good heavens. And also rule number three, get your listener to look at you. Yes, they'll want to admire your beautiful fingernails, but don't let them. And remember, if they laugh, you're starting this book over. Do you understand? Those are the three rules. Number one, number two, number three. Okay, kid. You are a kid, right? I hope so. It would be weird if you were reading this book to a 56-year-old dentist. Hold on. You're not a 56-year-old dentist, are you? Or maybe you're a large pineapple dressed in children's clothes. You really are a kid? Okay. If you promise you're a kid, then let's turn the page. Do you promise?
I am no kid. I am your host, your ghost host.
It doesn't say anything about ghosts. So I'm going to go with maybe that also counts. Oh my goodness. Here's the deal. I have something that I really want to tell you. It's a big thing and it's very serious. And that's why I'm giving you this very serious look right now. Look at my face. Doesn't it look serious?
I don't have a face for you to look at.
Before I tell you that big thing, I have to make sure that you're in a serious mood. So please, no laughing while I read you this book.
I am in no serious mood. I am in a mood that makes me want to give you a tour of the Haunted Mansion.
Oh boy. as long as you don't laugh, okay? Because if you laugh, I'm starting this book over. Now we'll start. And remember, from here on out, do not laugh. If I hear you laugh, then I'll go right back to page one and say, no, 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 you giggly goose, why did you laugh? Now we have to start the book over. And look where we are now, good old page one. Please, 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 let's try to never see this page again. All right? Are you feeling serious? Are you going to laugh? Stare into my eyes and promise me I will not laugh. That was too fast. Stare right into my giant eyeballs and say it more slowly.
I will not laugh.
But everyone knows that to make a really serious promise, you cover your mouth and say it in a super squeaky mouse voice like this.
I will not laugh.
So please do that now.
I will not laugh.
Oh, what a great start. I'm so glad you haven't laughed yet because this is so serious. I think we need to use our real names to promise each other we won't laugh. Have I told you my real name? It's a pretty big secret, so please take it seriously. My real name is it. Actually,
Chicken McStink Breath Eyeball.
Do you know what your real name is? Your real name is actually
Captain Funny Hair Snaz Dribble.
Don't laugh. Now repeat after me.
We, McStink Breath and Funny Hair, promise not to laugh. We, McStink Breath and Funny Hair, promise not to laugh.
That's good. But I need to stare deeply into your eyes to see if you really mean what you promised. Keep very still. Here we go. I'm looking. Whoa, you've got a lot of weird thoughts.
Like what?
Wait. Are you thinking that? I'm a silly person? And you think I'm silly because I'm scared of cute yellow feathers? They're scary. Okay. Hello. Don't you know that everyone is scared of cute yellow feathers? Hold on. Now you're thinking that my head looks like a giant cheeseburger? Why are you thinking that? And you're also thinking that I probably use ketchup as my shampoo? That's ridiculous. I've only done that like 3 times in my whole life. Wow, I love how serious you're being. Remember, if you laugh, I'm turning all way back to page one and starting over. So whatever you do, do not think about me hitting my own nose with the palm of my hand over and over again like this. Ow, 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 ow. You're not thinking about this, are you? Uh-oh. I can tell that you're about to laugh. So quick, think about something serious. Maybe something scary, like a cute yellow feather.
Tickle, tickle, tickle.
Wait, I have a better idea. Staplers aren't funny, are they? And neither are toenails or windows, right? So, saying the sentence below should make you feel even more serious. Eek. I stapled my toenail to the window. Let me hear you say that. Over and over again until I decide to turn the page, starting now. Eek. I stapled my toenail to the window. Hmm? Oh, wow, you're incredible. Okay. I have one last request before I tell you the really big thing. To prove that you're really feeling serious, don't laugh. All you have to do, and this is really easy, is just float up in the air about 3 feet off the ground. You can start floating now. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Why are you disobeying me? I told you to float. Okay, that's right. People can't float. Okay, fine. In that case, congratulations. You've shown me that you really are in a serious mood, but remember, no laughing until after the book ends. So here's the big thing that I want to tell you. Did you know? Do you know what the best sound in the world is? The best sound in the world is, by far, the sound of your laughter. What? I know. Then why the heck have I been telling you not to laugh? Because I want to make sure you understand how much I mean it. Your laughter is the most wonderful sound there is. It's more beautiful than... what's the most beautiful thing I can think of? It's more beautiful than a really, really smelly pair of sneakers. It's more joyful than walking across a floor covered with thumbtacks. And even the thumbtacks are talking. Hey, your foot's about to get attacked. This is such a bad idea. I can't look. And I would never trade a second of your laughter for anything. Not even for the oldest pile of mashed potatoes in the world. Ugh. Your laughter makes the world a happier place for everyone around you. And I mean that. Seriously. So go ahead and laugh. All you want. And all you can, but not yet. The book's not over. Go ahead and laugh. Starting. Not yet. Not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet. But maybe right. Oh no! It's a scary yellow feather! Everyone run for your lives! I guess maybe yellow feathers aren't that scary. Why didn't you tell me that? Anyway, where was I? Oh! Right. Now you can laugh. Oh, P.S. From here on out, you're not allowed to stop laughing. In fact, if you ever stop laughing, you have to give me $1 million. I'm sorry, but that's the rule. So keep laughing. Keep laughing, keep laughing, keep laughing, keep laughing, keep laughing, keep laughing, keep laughing. Keep laughing. And that is the end.
Now can we start the tour?
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.